Brian, a printer, giving a tour of a printing press.
Right, can you all see?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, the book we're printing here has 320 pages. The number of pages is important because when you're making a book, you print it in sections. So, with a book like this, we'd print it in 10 sections. So, each section is, anyone?
32 pages.
That's right. 10 sections, 32 pages, gives you a 320-page book. So, here we're using a B1 printing press. First of all, the operator pours ink and water into the machine so it covers the plates and rollers, and then the paper. Very large sheets of paper, as you can see, goes into the printing press, which prints the pages onto the paper.
So it does all 32 pages at once, right?
That's right. The machine prints 16 pages on one side, turns the paper over, and prints 16 pages on the other side. So, yeah, 32 pages.
How fast does it go?
Well, in an hour, this machine will do about 10,000 sheets. So, when the paper emerges from the press, it's ready for the next stage, which is folding. Folding the large sheets, you mean? That's it. So we put the sheets into this machine, which folds them in half, and then folds them again, and then again, and again.
So that's four folds.
Yes. And if you fold a sheet of paper four times, you'll end up with a 32-page section.
So how do you get the pages in the right order?
Good question. Yes. Obviously, page one needs to come before page two, then page three, and so on. Now, when you see a large unfolded sheet, it looks like random pages all over the place. But in fact, we arrange the pages so that when they're folded four times, they end up in the right order.
That's clever.
Well, it's just a formula that you follow. Another thing is, as the paper passes through the folding machine, it cuts a little notch into the spine, the back of the section. That's actually quite important, but I'll come back to that later.
Oh, okay.
So, we print and fold the 10 sections of the book one after the other. And each of your 10 sections is given a letter. So the first section is A, the second section is B, third is C, and so on. So the next step is all the folded sections go to the gathering machine. And that puts all the sections together. That's right. You have the 10 sections, A to J, in front of the gathering machine. Then the machine picks up an A section, then a B section, and so on, and puts together a complete set. Now, does anyone know what we call
a book block?
Right. The set's called a book block, and it's basically just a very crude book. It isn't glued, there's no cover, it's not trimmed round the edges.
Right.
Now, you remember I told you during the folding stage about the notches cut into the spine of each section?
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens next is the machine grabs the book block and runs it over very hot glue. The glue goes into the notches and then the machine attaches the cover to the book block.
Right, so the glue holds everything together.
Exactly. All the sections, 10 in this case, and the cover.
How hot is the glue?
It's about 250 degrees. Oh. Celsius? Celsius, yes. Though it cools down pretty quickly. The book moves along a conveyor belt slowly while the glue cools down and hardens. Then it drops into what's called the three knife trimmer. And the trimmer cuts off the edges of the book block.
So the top and the bottom?
And the right-hand side, yes. So the trimmer gives the book its final size. And then it's ready to be packed up and shipped to whoever wants it. And that's the whole process. Any questions?